Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is John Wells, who's president of Interface Americas. John, how you doing?
Hey, Kemp, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. Good to see you. It's Sunday night, actually. NeoCon starts tomorrow. We're in Chicago. We're in your space on the 10th floor. As usual, David Oakey has created an unbelievable space here. Last year, there were people playing ping pong, and it was real colorful. This year, it's, I guess, a little bit more subdued, but always very interesting what you can do. Everybody knows that Interface is the global leader in modular tile. Let's first talk about Urban Retreat. Tell us a little bit about your message with Urban Retreat.
Yeah, Kemp, thanks. You know, the showroom is a little different this year, and David has done a great job, and our marketing teams have done a great job because there's the whole product, and there's the messaging, and there's the campaign. The inspiration for Urban Retreat comes from David's study of biophilia. A lot of work's been done on this area, this idea of bringing more of nature to connect with us and the humans in the built environment, and the impact that it has on productivity, how you feel, your healing processes, what have you. And so this biophilia and this trend towards biophilia, now that so many people live in urban areas, is a trend that you're beginning to see in architecture. You're beginning to see people adopt this idea of bringing, you know, nature closer to us as humans in the built environment. So that's the inspiration of the product line. It's a group of products, and it does range from a very wonderfully sophisticated neutral pattern all the way to some very interesting color transitions and things that are very different. Lots of texture. It's a great package. And another key element of Urban Retreat is that it will be launched all over the world. Every one of our Interface manufacturing operations and businesses around the globe will launch these products this year. Now, that's a big deal because our customers are asking for more of that. And that's one of the differentiators that we have at Interface, is our ability to not only make something, but to deliver service, market, and handle that customer's need on a local basis. And the global accounts are asking more and more for that. So that's what this product line is addressing.
So you have plants on four continents, I believe China, U.S. obviously, U.K., Australia. And one interesting thing about what you're saying in rolling this all out at one time, you do have this Urban Retreat name, and then each specific product, instead of giving them collection names like a lot of companies do, you've come up with kind of an alphanumeric. This is, UR101, and that just makes a lot of sense. That's the way a lot of the car companies have gone, right?
Very, very much a global answer to that question there. So we went to the alphanumeric, as you said, so that it could be referenced and managed on a global basis.
And let's talk just a little bit about construction, since some of our listeners do get a little bit toward the Linhead side of the business. This is Nylon 6 from Aquafil, isn't it?
It is, and that's okay if you call me a Linhead, because I have been in this business a long time.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, the Aquafil product is 100% recycled, and I think they're trying to ramp up so that eventually a lot of that will be post-consumer, but every bit of this yarn is recycled, right?
Yeah, it is. It's a great fiber system. If you remember last year at our show here at NeoCon, we introduced the post-consumer launch of the Econil fiber. Aquafil, and I visited their facility. They're a great supplier of ours. They have really created a great technology that takes old, you know, nylon from carpet, dish nets, other waste materials, introduces it into a depolymerization process that reintroduces it into a new fiber. Today, the post-consumer is moving from 25%, we'll move up to 50, and then on up and to 100%. Today, the 25 post-consumer, the other is post-industrial. So it's all non-virgin. It's all recycled material.
You know, as I look at this product, one of the tricks that I think that y'all are able to do is that this looks really plush. And yet you and I had a conversation last year where you said, you know, where you could, you were working on trying to reduce the amount of face weight in a lot of the products. And since I know that's one of your goals, you guys have done a great job in making this look like a real full texture. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, I think it's been a goal of ours for really 15 years. We sort of coined the less is more term back in the late 90s when we first started to really bring face weights down in the market. I think what you're commenting on is a different step, which is allowing us now with some new equipment to, I'll use a term they use in the automotive industry of lightweighting, where you're able to create the same luxury feel, whether that's plush or softness or texture, but you're able to do it as much as a 25 or 30% reduction in the material. So it's really not about how much you use, it's really about what it does, and that's been our mantra forever, and I'm really excited about some new equipment that we've been working with. It's not new now, but for the last 3 or 4 years, and David Oakey has a real knack of taking the equipment, that sustainability philosophy, and creating beautiful product that's very responsible on the environmental side and very affordable for the customer.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit, if you will, since I rarely get a chance to sit down with you, about business conditions. Tell us, if you will, what you're seeing out there in the marketplace right now.
Well, I think the market in the U.S. is better. I think it's stronger than it was at the very first of the year, maybe the last time we talked in the first quarter. But the second quarter has been pretty good. We're anticipating a good year, a year that will be an increase in sales over last year. And we've seen some pretty good momentum in the business the last, say, 6 to 8 to 12 weeks. We think that will continue. Now, there are certainly things in the global economy that are challenging. Europe's, you know, has challenging issues at the moment in some other parts of the world. But at this point, we're feeling pretty good about the American business.
Mm-hmm. And by sector, are there any that are really standing out, either positive or negatively?
Well, the corporate market, Kemp, is doing well, better than I think we thought it would, given sort of where it was in the fourth quarter last year with sort of the issues that were happening. We saw some delays there, but that market is very good. I will say the school market has been better than we thought it was going to be this selling season. We're right in the selling season. We're having a very good year in schools. So those two segments are still the ones that stand out. And you just recently did a interview with one of my teammates, Charlie Knight, on the hospitality side, and we're seeing some great increases there. And so that market's beginning to get better, and we're getting better at approaching that market. So I'd say those three are things we're excited about.
All right, and as you anticipate tomorrow, this kicking off, you always have a very crowded space. I'm sure you've talked to your sales folks, and they've talked to you about who they're anticipating coming. Do you expect a good show this year?
I think so. All indications are there's a lot of good energy, and the attendance will be solid.
Yeah. All right, great. Well, John, it's always good to talk to you. This is exciting, this Urban Retreat. Again, another David Oakey unique product that stands out. And again, we've been talking to John Wells, who's president of Interface Americas, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.